Hyperion Audio presents The Coldest Winter, America and the Korean War, by David Halberstam. Read by Edward Herman. Copyright 2007 The Amateurs Limited. Production and abridgment copyright 2007 Hyperion Audio. On June 25, 1950, nearly seven divisions of elite North Korean troops, many of whom had fought for the Communist side in the Chinese Civil War, crossed the border into South Korea with the intention of conquering the entire South in 3 weeks. Some 6 months earlier, Secretary of State Dean Acheson, in a colossal gaffe, had neglected to include South Korea in America's Asian defense perimeter, and the only American forces then in the country, part of a tiny advisory mission, were almost completely unprepared for the attack. In the early weeks of the invasion, the Communist offensive was a stunning success. Every bit of news from the battlefield was negative. In Washington, President Harry Truman and his top advisors debated the enemy's intentions. Was this, as they greatly feared, an assault ordered up by the Russians? Were the North Koreans nothing but Moscow's pawns? Or was it a feint, the first in a series of what might be provocative communist moves around the world? They quickly decided to use United States, and in time United Nations, forces to draw a line against communist aggression in Korea. The Korean War would last 3 years, not 3 weeks, and it would be the most bitter kind of war, in which relatively small American and United Nations forces worked to neutralize the superior numbers of their adversaries by the use of vastly superior hardware and technology. It was a war fought on strikingly harsh terrain and often in ghastly weather, most particularly a numbing winter cold that often seemed to American troops an even greater enemy than the North Koreans or Chinese. The century's nastiest little war, the military historian S.L.A. Marshall called it. The Americans and their United Nations allies faced terrible mountainous terrain, which worked against their advantage in hardware, most notably their armored vehicles, and offered caves and other forms of shelter to the enemy. If the best minds in the world had set out to find us the worst possible location to fight this damnable war, politically and militarily, the unanimous choice would have been Korea, Secretary of State Acheson said years after it was over. A sour war, Acheson's friend Averill Harriman said of it. To call it an unwanted
sample complete. Ready to continue?